Dr. Selvin, tell us how you met Jesse Hill, first of all, and what had you heard about him before that, if anything?
I met Jesse Hill in 1975, the year I returned to Atlanta to found the medical education program at Morehouse College, which is now the Morehouse School of Medicine. He was the person who several people told me would be most important to talk to get to explain to him what we had as our goals, and to get his input and advice on how we could develop the institution. So he was very generous with his time and gave me a lot of advice, such as people with whom I should meet and share the information, comments about fundraising activities and strategies within the Atlanta community, comments about administrative organization of the medical school, et cetera. So he was quite generous in his time and effort, and we formed a very strong friendship based upon his advice and, of course, the leadership role that he played in the Atlanta community.
It sounds as if a recommendation from Jesse Hill Jr. opened a lot of doors. Would that be safe to say?
Oh, yes. Very clearly, he was highly respected both in the black community as well as in the white community and in the business community. So he was known as an astute businessman, person with a great social conscience, and someone who was really a very decent person. So yes, he was really all of those things.
What was it about Jesse Hill, the person, that allowed him to do those things? Obviously, he had a great deal of business acumen, a great deal of political and diplomatic skill. But even with all of those things, a lot of people don't have the success that he did. What was it about him as a person that made him so successful?
Well, he was a person not only who had a great network, knowledge of people and organizations in Atlanta and in the state, but also someone of great integrity, a person with whom you could have confidential discussions and know that sensitive issues would remain with him. So he was that kind of person you would seek out as a counselor, and you could share questions and comments with him without fear that they would go any further, and get honest feedback from him of what he thought was perhaps a good idea or not a good idea or something that might be looked at differently, etc. So as an advisor and counselor on a number of issues that could be politically sensitive or socially sensitive or economically important, you could really talk with him about all of those. And if he didn't have the answer, he could advise you well. Someone else might be the person who could really give you the best advice on that. So that was the kind of person he was, and he was trusted, I think, by all those who knew him as someone who would give straight advice and honest advice and would keep confidential those things that perhaps were problems that you're trying to work through.
How did he know when it was time to be a diplomat, and let's say with the white power structure at a time when things were so separate and separate by law, how did he know when to say, okay, it's time to really do something, when to be a diplomat and when to be an activist, let's say?
That I don't know, but he had it. And I attributed it to not only the wisdom that he had, but the experience that he had over the years, and the fact that as the president of the leading black business organization in Atlanta at that time, that this was a question that he was dealing with frequently and with different constituencies. So I think that he had learned over the years, and the fact that he was a very community-spirited person, he was always someone who wanted to advance the interests of Atlanta as a city coming together and find solutions to problems and find solutions that were not really confrontational. So I think that he had learned that over the years and was clearly the leader in the black community at that time and an important leader in the overall Atlanta business community.
Now, he certainly got into politics, and this even after the political structure in the city was no longer all white. He was able to select candidates from within the community as a whole and work with them, and yet he seemed to do it without alienating people whom he chose not to support. That's a neat trick in politics anywhere.
Yes, well, I think that's because of the fact that he really was known and respected as someone who was honest and a person of integrity, whose advice you could trust as being genuine. And even if you disagreed with it, you would have to consider it, because this was a person who had dealt with very difficult issues over the years. So he really had that special quality and special position of leadership in the community at that time.
What was the most valuable piece of advice or counsel that he gave to you?
Well, his advice to me was this: work to see that this institution is excellent in every way, that you have students who are well qualified, that you have faculty who are competitive, that you work to get the best facilities they could have, so that everyone would look upon the Morehouse School of Medicine as really a quality institution, as a first-rate institution, and as an institution that is really part of the entire Atlanta community, certainly one that focuses on training black and other minority physicians, but also white physicians as well. So his advice was, this institution should be one for the entire community. And if we were successful in developing that kind of institution, then we would be embraced by the Atlanta community as an institution that everyone would support. And that advice really proved to be true. I think we've had at Morehouse a tremendous experience with support from the broad community and endorsement of what we're trying to do to rectify the shortage of blacks, not only in medicine, but in the other health fields as well.
Did he talk at all about, and you have talked about this, not just the shortages of minority physicians and health professionals, but then the shortages in the communities they serve, or the communities that any doctor should serve, whether it's in areas that are economically disadvantaged in cities or in the countryside?
Oh, yes. He and I talked about that and the need to work to get the health professionals for those communities, and what it would mean not only for the health of those communities, that is the physical health, but also the economic health of those communities. We talked about the fact that a community that had better health indices was a community where there would be more people working, earning wages, paying taxes, contributing to the viability of the community, whereas if we had the opposite, a community that was burdened by excess disease or disability, this would be not only have health problems, but would have economic problems as well. So he looked broadly about ways to improve Atlanta as a city and Georgia as a state, and how focusing on health issues really spread out to other areas as well, in business and in education, et cetera. So he really was a very broad thinker and someone whose advice I treasured.
Can you imagine what this city and this region would have been like without him?
No. Atlanta is a city, from my perspective, that really has a strong black community, whether it's in education or in business or in the professions, is a city that also has very strong positive relations between blacks and whites. And also, as we are becoming a more diverse city, working to be an inclusive city as well. So the environment of the city, of that inclusiveness, that positive feature of the city, is something that he helped create and certainly contributed to. And that really has benefited not only the Morehouse School of Medicine, but others who have come to the city, because it really, as you know, there's one phrase that I heard a lot, that Atlanta's a city that works. But he was a kind of a leader who helped make the city work. So, no, I think Atlanta benefited tremendously from the kind of leadership that he had, the perspectives that he gave. So, really, we're all in his debt because of that.
Dr. Louis Sullivan, former Health and Human Services Secretary for the United States, is also President Emeritus of the Morehouse School of Medicine. And full disclosure, he is the board chair of the Atlanta Educational Telecommunications Collaborative, which operates WABE. Dr. Sullivan, thanks so much for being with us. We really appreciate it.
Thank you.